We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Resh Tesvav in the standard editions, Resh Pei Gimel in the Zeligman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how a person should take in guests, the mitzvah of taking in guests. V'inei pamim rabot yikre. Often it happens, she'adam eino rotze likach orach al shulchano mipnei shechoshev nafsho she'eno b'melech abdo karaui. Person thinks, I can't take him in. I don't have enough to honor him. If I bring him in, I won't have enough to offer him. Uve'emet in tana zot tova. And in truth, this isn't a good claim. That's only good if there's someone else out there who's going to take in the guests. The chabdenu karui, and that person will really give him what the person, according to the person's honor. Sometimes he sees no one else is going to take him in. So the guest would rather you take him in with whatever you got, rather than he stays without food altogether. And this, I've seen this happen many times, where a person says, I can't offer the rabbi a ride, my car's a wreck. Yeah, but there's no one else who's going to offer the ride. He's going to end up walking in the rain, in the cold, in the snow. Yeah, that's not a good excuse. That's only a good excuse if there's a better alternative. So this is true for a ride, this is true for taking in guests. And the final tip, after the guest has eaten and he's going off, Yizaher lilavoto. A person should take care to accompany the guest when he leaves the house. We give him accompaniment. V'chazal besotai yifligu mod b'mitzvah zon. Our sages and tractate Sota went great lengths to discuss the importance of this mitzvah. V'amru sheschal levaya en lo shiur. Our sages said that little walk that you accompany the guest as they leave your home, that the wages for that have no limit. And I don't know if you guys ever had this experience where you were a guest by someone, and they accompanied you and gave you that feeling that they enjoyed every second you were there. And that last taste that they walked you out the door and they stayed with you as you left gave you this feeling like the whole visit was a great visit. Sometimes that little nuance at the end, whether you're walked out or you just walk out on your own, makes all the difference. Our sages also said, the verse says, that when a person is found murdered, so the elders of the closest city have to come out there, and there's a whole procession of Egla Rufa when we don't know who murdered him. So they do the whole procession of slaughtering a young calf and declaring, we didn't murder this person. So the Talmud says, V'chitale al datcha shezikne betin shofchei daminen? Would we have thought that the elders are murderers? Ela lorinu fetanu belom zonot? What the elders are declaring is, he did not come to our town, and we didn't encounter him and let him leave without offering him food. Nor did we let him leave without an accompaniment. Meaning we took good care of our guests. So you see, the Talmud understood that the declaration, we didn't murder him, means we did not let this person come into our town without taking good care of him as a guest. He wasn't murdered because he was all alone and no one took care of him. We as a town took proper care of our guests. Od amru, our sages said further, kol hamlaveh chavro afilu arba amot ba'ir, shuv eino nizok. If a person accompanies his friend even 4 footsteps in the city, so then his friend won't find any harm when he leaves. V'chol she'eino mlaveh. But if a person does not accompany him, ke'ilu shofech damim, it's as though he murdered him. The guy leaves, and he feels dejected, and he feels all alone, and then he's far more vulnerable. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.